Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the after, 43 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and my other website, ageofthecustomer.com. That's a brand spanking new website about my new book, The Age of the Customer. So check it out. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Diana Furchgott-Roth. She's a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute, columnist for Real Clear Markets, the author of Regulating to Disaster, How Green Jobs Policies Are Damaging America's Economy. And boy, howdy, is that the truth. Diana, thanks again for hanging out with us. We just talked about extending the debate about extending unemployment benefits. The other thing that the president's got on his table, on his plate right now, is to try to get an extension, or an increase, I should say, to the minimum wage. And I've forgotten, it's currently $7.25.
Yes,
and I've forgotten, right. What is he trying to raise it to, $10, or what is he trying to raise it to?
He wants to raise it to $10.10, which is a 39% increase.
Right.
How many of your listeners have gone in and asked for a 39% increase from their bosses?
I know small business owners who hope this passes so they'll get a raise, Diana. they themselves will get a raise. So we polled our audience this week about this issue. And we asked them, you know, would it affect your business? How bad would it hurt you? And you know, that sort of thing. And we got we've gotten some interesting responses from it it looks like 82% said it won't affect their business at all, and 18% said that they'll start replacing employees with technology.
Right, yeah. Well, I think that businesses are going to do just fine. It's employees who have low skills.
That's exactly right.
Who are not going to do so well. Even though only fewer than 3% of American workers make minimum wage or below. Can you believe that? The president makes it seem like...
And how many of those are breadwinners?
Not very many.
That's right. Well, you
In
know,
fact,
the thing...
the average income for families where there's a minimum wage worker is $53,000 a year. These are not poor families.
Right. Well, here's what you have to remember, folks. Raising minimum wage is not an income debate or issue. It's a political issue, 100%. Isn't it, Diana?
No, it's just a political issue. It isn't something that we need to do, and it isn't something that we need to say that people who have skills under $10 an hour are not allowed to work. That's
right.
What we'd be basically saying, that if you have low skills, we are not going to let you work in the United States of America. And that is just un-American.
Well, that's exactly right.
I started out scooping ice cream at Baskin-Robbins at $3.25 an hour, and I did not intend to go up in Baskin-Robbins to make it my permanent job.
Right.
But it was the best job I could get when I got it, and then I moved to something else.
I'm not going to tell people what my first hourly rate was, because they'll think I was in the 1800s. But of course, that was after I got off the farm, where I was working for nothing, right? Three squares and a bed. But Diana, the thing about 30 years ago, I remember back in the 70s, Diana, where raising minimum wage actually was an inflationary event. It actually affected inflation. We discussed whether a raising minimum wage, what it would do to inflation. Today, it doesn't even impact inflation, and here's why. Even down to the – and it also hurt small business owners. Almost every small business owner was hurt by raising minimum wage 30 years or so ago. Today, even small business owners have other options. And as you said, we don't – if they raise minimum wage, that means the young employee, the teenager, is not going to get to work. A person who has never worked before is not going to get to work. It means that people are going to buy more kiosks. Means you're going to have to do more of self-service. Those kinds of things. No entry-level jobs anymore. What do you think?
Right, exactly. No, that's exactly the way it would be. And there is technology, especially in the fast food area and the retail area, where there are most minimum wage jobs that can take over. As you mentioned, these kiosks where you punch what you the food you want to eat on a board, electronic board, then it comes so you don't have to place your order. They have these little iPad machines on the tables where you can do that instead of having a waiter. So there's all kinds of things that employers could do. But it would be better for these teens if they had a means of employment so they don't just sit around at home, so they get some good experience, so they get an idea of what they want to do. You know, after that summer scooping ice cream, I didn't even like to eat ice cream, and I knew I most certainly did not want to work in ice cream in any capacity.
Look at how minimum wage increases have changed Americana. How long has it been since you saw a paper boy? How long has it been since you saw anyone pump someone's gas? Now, that's a perfect example, folks. If you wonder why you can't pull in and get somebody to pump your gas anymore, you can blame minimum wage on that.
Right, yes, yeah, exactly. Yes, yes.
Because, I mean, how many people in high school, got their first jobs is at minimum wage, and when you raise the rate so high, then people are not going to pay that for someone who has no skills. And here's another argument, Diana. Why stop at $10.10? Why don't we make it $50 an hour?
Yeah, exactly. Or why don't we make it $24 an hour, which is the U.S. average? Why is it fair anyone gets paid less than average?
We're talking about monopoly money anyway, right? That's
right.
That's the thing that I keep asking, Diana.
Yeah.
Where's the money going to come from? And who is going to be hurt? Those are the two questions, folks. And we're going to get Diana to talk about that a little bit more after these messages. Tintail, right back with Diana Furchtkott-Roth. I'm Jim Blasingham. Her book is called Regulating to Disaster. Also, Women's Figures.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.